Universal condemnation. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. A White House meeting this afternoon between President Biden and the leader of Finland to discuss the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
It's not only an attack on Ukraine, it's an attack on the security of Europe and on the global peace and stability.
Finland is looking to help the U.S. and NATO members by helping to ease tensions. It's not a member of the alliance, but is considering joining. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Brussels meeting with NATO members, calling on Russia to halt its attacks on nuclear sites in Ukraine, saying it risks a catastrophe.
The Kremlin should immediately cease all attacks around Ukrainian nuclear facilities and allow civilian personnel to do their work to ensure the facility's safety and security, as both the IAEA Director General and a resolution adopted yesterday by the agency's board of governors have called on Russia to do.
Russia claims it has control of that facility. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a bill that would call for a 15-year prison sentence for spreading what he calls misinformation that goes against the Russian government position on the war in Ukraine. Earlier, President Biden talked up today's positive jobs numbers as he pushes his Made in America economy.
More than 678,000 jobs created in the month of February as the pandemic effects ease is good news, but the president said realistically,
family budgets are still tight, but a lot of Americans are getting paychecks this year more than they got last year.
He said it's only the start of revamping the economy, with products made at home being the rule rather than the exception,
so that we're never at the mercy of other countries for critical goods ever again.
The president said there will be more steps to come in his pledge to rebuild America. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Wall Street stocks tumbled as the war in Ukraine overshadowed the positive jobs numbers. The Dow lost 179, the Nasdaq off 224. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Supreme Court reinstates the death sentence for the convicted Boston Marathon bomber.
Dzhokhar Tsarnaev will be put to death for his role in the deadly 2013 Boston bombing. That in a 6-3 high court decision overruling the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that threw out Tsarnaev's death sentence in 2020, saying the trial judge improperly excluded evidence that could have shown Tsarnaev was deeply influenced by his older brother Tamerlan and somehow less responsible for the carnage, three people killed, hundreds injured, including 17 who lost limbs. Tamerlan Tsarnaev was later killed by police. In dissent for the court's three liberal justices, Justice Stephen Breyer writing, in his view, the Court of Appeals acted lawfully. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
McDonald's sued by a couple for close to $1 billion, and it's not over a cold cheeseburger or stale fries.
Jeremy O'Sullivan and his partner Melissa Nelson are saying, supersize me, suing the fast food giant for $900 million. They created Kitch, a device that troubleshoots problems with the ice cream machine that produces milkshakes, ice cream cones, and the McFlurry. The machines tend to break down a lot, frustrating hungry customers. Franchise owners have leaned on the device, but McDonald's isn't loving it, warning Kitch violates the warranties of the ice cream machines, instructing owners in November of 2020 to stop using it, halting the startup's fast-growing sales. McDonald's says Kitch's claims are meritless and will respond to the complaint accordingly. CJ Papa, Fox News.
New Jersey gambling regulators have fined online betting company DraftKings $150,000 for allowing a Florida man to make online sports bets from his home by having a friend based in New Jersey make the bets for him in what's known as proxy betting. As part of the settlement, DraftKings also agreed to a series of corrective actions, including voiding 21 bets the man made that were still pending and closing his account. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.